So it's this reimagining of the products, of the innovation process that enterprise product development really allows our customers to do.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is the Digital Supply Chain Podcast, the number one podcast focusing on the digitization of supply chain. And I'm your host, Global Vice President at SAP, Tom Raftery. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Digital Supply Chain Podcast. My name is Tom Raftery with SAP. And with me on the show today, I have Mark. Mark, would you like to introduce yourself?
Great. Thank you, Tom. My name is Mark Landrosch, and I am part of our solution management group here at SAP, and I focus primarily on our discrete PLM solution offerings.
Okay. For people who are not familiar, PLM stands for?
Product Lifecycle Management.
Okay. And what's that?
Product lifecycle management focuses on the entire lifecycle of our customers' products, from ideation through the detailed design work to the handover to manufacturing, the execution of production, out through service and support, and through decommissioning and obsolescence.
Okay. And you're coming on the show today to talk about a new product offering that we have called Enterprise Product Development, if I remember correctly. Am I right, number one? And number two, what is it?
Yes, yeah, absolutely, you're correct. It's SAP Enterprise Product Development. It is a cloud-based solution that we've recently launched into the market. What we're doing is we're taking several different capabilities that we've developed, and we're putting them together within our cloud offering. We'll cover things from requirements management to visualization to collaboration, connected products, systems modeling, and so forth. It's a new solution that we think that our customers will be very, very interested in, and we'll be expanding in the future. We'll be able to add additional capabilities, if you will, to it to flesh out different areas of product development.
Okay. And who's a typical customer?
Customers range, from, aerospace and defense, automotive, IM&C, which is industrial machinery and components, through maybe consumer products, anybody who's making a producing a product that's going to be purchased by an end user or implemented by an end user. We also do have use cases for our certain capabilities that can be extended into areas such as professional services, banking, and so forth. Anywhere that anybody has to collaborate on something that's coming out of SAP ERP.
Okay. What problem are you solving for them with this enterprise product development?
We're providing them a way of bringing together different disciplines within the life cycle of the product, things such as systems modeling, requirements management, bringing together those different types of solutions into one area, into one product, and allowing them to explore based on their need within the particular stage of the product development process. For example, on the front end of a product development process, there might be the requirements to do a lot of investigation in defining the product and laying things out and assigning tasks. Then a little bit later, it might require people to start collaborating on design work and so forth, pulling information out of ERP, pulling information from other areas, working on those together, being able to visualize the product designs, allowing them to make decisions based on those product designs, pulling together different data sources and so forth. It allows our customers the flexibility of working on with different solution areas, different solution needs for product development. Well, just basically purchasing one solution from SAP. And then, as I mentioned before, we're going to be adding additional capabilities into that as we further develop our PLM offerings in the cloud.
Okay. Can you Tell me a little bit about that. What types of capabilities would be added to it?
Well, we really can't commit to anything due to our disclaimers on roadmaps. But, you know, some areas that you might think we could move into could be perhaps recipe development, enhanced change processes, change management, other areas like that to make our solution, let's say, interesting for other customers to expand into, or allow us to address other areas in industry that you know, might be better served with additional capabilities such as project management or configuration or so forth.
Okay, and why is it interesting for a customer that it's now cloud delivered? What advantage does this give the customer?
Two things, in my opinion. You'll probably get different answers from different people depending on who you ask in the stage of cloud deployment at that particular time. But you know, the obvious one is the infrastructure is provided already. You don't have to invest in hardware. You don't have to invest in software. You've got the continuous improvements that come as we. I'm sorry. You do have to invest in software. But you're buying our software, you're not implementing it. So you don't have to buy the hardware, you don't have to install it. We manage that all for you. And it allows a customer to scale up very, very easily simply by adding more users into the system.
You mentioned before we turned the recorder on a little bit about the way this is priced. And it's kind of an innovative form of pricing that we have using you had an analogy around tokens. Do you want to talk a bit about that?
Sure. So, you know, we have different capabilities within our enterprise product development solution. And those different capabilities have different, let's say, values. But you're only purchasing one material item from SAP. So what we're selling this with is something called a capacity unit. And this is analogous to using tokens. So if you are going to an arcade, perhaps, and you bring a handful of tokens with you, you know, a game such as Pac-Man might cost one token, or if you want to play skee-ball, that might be, you know, three tokens. Or if you wanted to play billiards, that might be four or eight tokens, depending. And that's how we use this with this particular product, is you buy a handful of capacity units and you can allocate those to the different capabilities that are inside of enterprise product development. So you may want to have, you know, maybe 10 requirements management users, you may want to have 100 collaboration users, and then you would allocate your tokens to those different areas. This provides our customers the flexibility to actually try out different areas of our enterprise product development solution, and maybe reallocate those tokens as they're moving through different stages of their product development process. They might be pretty heavy in one area at the beginning of a project, but as they're moving further on, they're going to switch to a different capability, and they can do that on a monthly basis.
Okay. You also mentioned something about the visualization abilities of the software, which sounded intriguing. Can you talk about that?
Sure. So in a typical engineering or CAD data management area, you're working with modeling tools that create very, very heavy, very large file size models. And those typically don't transfer very, very quickly across the internet. Now, to provide quick access for people that are outside of that, you know, engineering modeling area, we provide a capability that allows you to feed those heavyweight engineering files into enterprise product development. We will reduce the file size and create a visualization format, which is optimized for streaming across the web. We then also allow you to take that visualization and do a few different things to it. First of all, we'll allow you to take and create animations, create step-by-step procedures that would show perhaps how the product is built on the shop floor, or maybe how it's maintained out in a field, or even how it's supposed to be operated by an end user. That's one way of enriching the engineering data and allowing downstream users to interact with it and repurpose it. The unique thing that we can do with our visualization solution is we tie it to business data. It might be tying it to a key attribute like a material number or to an asset ID. And that allows us to start using the 3D visualization as a reporting tool, as a new way of interacting with your business data. So we could, for example, pull ERP information from S4 and report upon a particular product that you're viewing. Let's take maybe a valve, for example. If we're looking at a valve and we want to see the countries of origin of the different components that are inside of it, we can quickly create maybe a pie chart based on S4 data, and then color code the 3D model based on the elements in that report. So you might have all the components in one color that are from Germany, maybe all the other ones that are from China is in a different color. It allows us to quickly visually filter things out by looking at the 3D model. Now, if we wanted to get more information on perhaps the products that are sourced from Germany, we could then filter them out by that particular parameter and then start interacting. Maybe there's a circuit board inside of there that we want more information on. You know, what's the costing information? Well, that might come from a different data source. So we can then, pull and merge two different data sets together and maybe pull information from our product lifecycle costing solution. So this allows you, some pretty great flexibility in bringing two different data sets together and interacting with them. And in effect, this allows our customers to actually do more than just view the data, do more than just report on the data. It allows them to actually take action on the data. So, I mean, it's important to understand the ramifications of a change, but I think it's more important to be able to act on that in a controlled fashion and continue that workflow. That's the value add that our visualization gives you over competition, is that you're able to take action then and maybe initiate a change report or initiate a maintenance request if you're visualizing a plant or whatnot.
Okay, interesting. And completely out of ignorance on my part, if you can see a country by country breakdown of the parts of your device, whatever it is you're making, if there's some kind of disruption in the supply chain, some typhoon takes out some city or some port or something like that, can you quickly go, okay, all the parts in this device that come from that region are this, this, and this, so I need to source them from somewhere else? Would that work?
That's a perfect example, and that's something that we use in our demonstrations to talk about. You know, if there's a government restriction where we can't purchase from a particular country, we can quickly take a look at that, filter out a product, and then act upon that and start looking for different sources of those components.
Okay, so Mark, how are customers doing their product development today, and how will this help them?
Typically, what we're seeing is a lot of our customers are working in disconnected systems. Yes, they gain advantages by working within their silos, by being able to complete their particular task, but where they lose the connection is when they have to pass data from one system to another. Now, our enterprise product development solution allows us to connect those different data silos, allows our customers to work in one environment, if you will, and it allows them to reimagine their innovation process, how they work together, how they perform those traditional tasks. You know, when we talk about the requirements management capability, we have this ability to tie down or tie our requirements directly to the master data. So if I need to change a requirement, I know everything in my system that needs to change. from a visualization standpoint, being able to tie into different data sources to help you visualize the data reporting that comes out of those business systems, help you make better decisions, and then ultimately execute on them. With our connected products capability, allowing you to set up new business models for your customers. Our connected products allows us to set up a virtual representation of our product and feed it live sensor information from the assets that are out in the field. And then, you know, allow us to do predictive analytics on it. And it's not only allowing the engineers to do predictive analytics, you could take that connected products virtual model and allow the end customers to sell those as an add-on feature to the physical product itself. So it allows their customers to explore different business models. So it's this reimagining of the products, of the innovation process that enterprise product development really allows our customers to do.
Okay. Are there any sustainability wins that come along with this?
There's definite sustainability plays within the different capability areas. You know, we talk about, you know, being able to filter by where a product is produced. You could also do something very similar to monitor the sustainability of your products. You know, say, are we using any products in this particular geography or any materials in this particular geography which are either banned by the particular government, or there's a growing, you know, end consumer concern about that particular product, you know, recyclable things or, you know, the use of plastics or the use of other hazardous materials. You can definitely use this as a quick check or a way for investigating, you know, what products are most likely to impact the market or have a negative impact based on the contents of them.
Okay, superb. We are coming up on the 20-minute mark now. Mark, is there any question I haven't asked that you think I should have, or is there anything that we've not talked about that you think it's important for people to be aware of?
It's just the fact that SAP has a very strong commitment to our PLM solution area. We are enhancing it through our partnerships. We're enhancing it through internal product development. And, you know, just the fact that we are releasing new products. We'll have new capabilities coming out for enterprise product development. And we very much have a focus on what we can provide to our customers in the terms of cloud capabilities.
Okay, superb. If people want to know more about yourself or about enterprise product development or any of the things we've talked about in the podcast so far, where would you have me direct them?
People can come and find me on LinkedIn or we'll be having a launch of our website, and I'll make sure that, Tom, you have the appropriate information and you can put that into the show notes.
Perfect.
Where they can get more information.
Tremendous. Tremendous. That's great. Thanks a million, Mark. And thanks a million for coming on the show and telling us all about this new EPD product that you're launching.
Great. Thanks for having me, Tom.
Okay. We've come to the end of the show. Thanks everyone for listening. If you'd like to know more about digital supply chains, head on over to sap.com/digital-supply-chain or simply drop me an email to tom.raftery@sap.com. If you like the show, please don't forget to subscribe to it in your podcast application of choice to get new episodes as soon as they're published. Also, please don't forget to rate and review the podcast. It really does help new people to find the show. Thanks. Catch you all next time.